Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good day, everyone, as you begin to enter into a new year.
Well, we will talk about the new year in our next meeting. We are in this period of celebration called the Christmas season. Of course, one of the things that involves is food and eating a lot. And as I was thinking about that, I'm not sure we have ever really focused on the question of what is a healthy diet. So I thought maybe we could talk to you today a little bit about that. There seems to be a new diet coming along almost every day, and it inevitably involves some combination of what we eat in terms of meat, vegetables, grains, fruit, drink, sugar, all those kinds of things. What is a healthy diet for human beings?
Let's step back and understand why the food sources that humanity eats are here.
Okay.
Why did the plants originally come here? To make way for the animals and ultimately for humanity, creating oxygen and a food source. And the animals, as a result of the plants and the minerals, began to grow and become a part of this particular planet. And so you have a combination of plant and animal and human existence. And as you look at the plants who take their nutrients from the soil, or animals who originally did not eat one another, but ate plant sources without destroying the entire plant. And even if you look at some of your larger animals on the planet today, they are vegetarian.
Right.
They are not eating another animal. The eating of another animal is a degradation of the dark energy which has been controlling humanity. In higher civilizations, one living form does not totally destroy the other living form in order to be a food source. So in order to answer your question, you are at a point without understanding completely all of which I speak of at this particular time. So to answer your question, what is a healthy diet? A healthy diet is something that does not totally eliminate the life of another, that understands the sacredness of that other life. You can eat an apple from a tree without destroying the entire tree. You can eat a leaf from a plant without destroying the entire plant. Do you understand?
Right, so what you're essentially saying is that we shouldn't be eating meat.
The animals of this particular planet did not come here originally to be enslaved by humanity or to be a food source. They came here to assist and to serve humanity in your evolutionary process. As a result of the dense consciousness of humanity, which it has fallen into for millennia, you began eating flesh. And you have animals eating one another, which is a dense form of consciousness. Once the consciousness is raised upon this planet, which is your divine destiny, that will no longer take place. You will see all life as sacred. But here you are now, where you are. So in order to try to exist where you are within your consciousness, the counsel would be to eat live food that does not destroy totally the life of another being, be it a plant or an animal. Does that help you?
Yes, that certainly would be different from any diet I've ever read in a book. And it makes perfect sense because you brought in that one word that to me here is very meaningful, and that's the word consciousness.
Yes, It's all about consciousness. It's all about awakening to the inner relationship of all living things. And has humanity recently asked the question, why did the plants come here? Why did the animals come here? They did not come here to be abused by humanity. Humanity's abuse of the plants and of animals is a reflection of their abuse of one another. Once that heals, the other will heal. Do you understand?
I just want to make a quick diversion just because this question is in my head. We don't have to pursue it. I'm curious about the evolution and the destruction of the dinosaur. That, I mean, to us, they're these huge, sometimes vicious animals that would have made it hard for human beings to have survived on Earth, especially if, you know, with the Tyrannosaurus and all that. Were they an aberration, or what? Why did they emerge, and why did they suddenly leave?
There was a period of what you call giants on this particular planet. Not only animals, but human beings as well. They have found skeletons of very large humanoid beings. And there was a period of experimentation, if you will, in the evolution of humanity being controlled by advanced civilizations, of having larger beings at that particular time, where there were not advanced civilizations as there are now on the particular planet. So it was an evolutionary pathway.
And the dinosaur, what role did they play in that?
It was an experiment of a large species of being to dominate for a while, and then in that period of domination, in order for the evolution of the animal kingdom to continue with the advancement of what is called the mammal.
Okay, I want to bring it back to your statement about when we were talking about what is healthy, and in actually involving also the idea of consciousness. Eating live food, that does not end the life of
completely end the life of.
Right.
You do not have to destroy the entire plant. You can consume the byproducts of animals without destroying their lives.
Right. And I'm thinking here that I'm thawing a turkey breast for Christmas dinner, feeling a little guilty about it. So that causes, that would certainly cause me to rethink what it is I'm eating in a very fundamental way.
Or if you so choose, to begin to evaluate the meaning, value, and purpose of these animal beings on the particular planet. Why is there such a diversity of life on this particular planet? And most of the life is microscopic and not even seen by humanity,
right,
until the invention of the microscope. So it is all diversified versions of creation itself. This is the loververity. This is the university of all creation, with as many life, diversified life forms as possible. You're all diversified versions of one another. And beginning to understand as you wake up and become conscious of the interrelationship of the animals, the plants, and the mineral kingdoms as well, that they too are conscious beings, as your planet is a conscious being, and they all have a purpose in being here, and you all have an interaction within that purpose.
Were you making a statement about the diversity of life forms here? Are there more here on Earth than elsewhere?
It is one of the most diverse life form experiments, if you will, in creation.
And why is it here in relation? It's about the human experience, right?
Because of the mission of this planet to be a loveversity, to master the concept of love, and through that have as many expressions of love and creation as physically possible through the energetic intention of love.
And then you have said in the past that we are to go into the universe and spread that teaching.
Exactly.
Now, isn't that currently being done by other entities, spreading the teaching of love throughout the universe?
Yes, we in the higher realms are involved with that activity constantly, in councils throughout not only the solar system and galaxy, but other galaxies and star realms as well.
Are there other universities of love as well that are where entities are being trained to go out and teach love?
Yes, there are advanced civilizations that have totally embraced the concept of love consciousness.
So are we different or unique in any way here on Earth?
We're in process.
In process of what?
Learning to be love.
And is that uniquely here on Earth or other similar?
Is the ultimate reality of all of creation, since love is the building block of everything.
And I guess the question that I'm asking is Earth unique in that endeavor of teaching to love, or is it just one of many lover universes?
No, you're at one level within that process. Let us say that you are in a middle gauge in your vernacular, but there are civilizations much more advanced than you, and there are civilizations much more primitive than you.
Now, isn't it interesting that my question that started out, what is a healthy diet? In order to address that, we really needed to have a much more, a much larger kind of approach to it.
And what is the foundation of all of that?
Love and consciousness.
Exactly. Factor that into all of your being and doing.
That's a far more thoughtful approach than simply looking at a list of vegetables, grains, fruit, that kind of thing.
It's called knowing the cause of the effect that you're familiar with. You're living in a world where you're treating and acting and reacting to effects without understanding the cause. And most often, the cause of life on this particular planet is a lack of love.
Every single issue we've talked about, it all comes down to that.
Ultimately.
Yeah.
That is why your divinity is assured. There is no place else to be and go to in your evolutionary process but to return from which you came, which is love consciousness.
What a perfect time to be thinking about that during the Christmas season.
It is your ultimate Christmas gift.
It is your ultimate Christmas gift. Ah, your wisdom is the ultimate Christmas gift. Thank you, Jermaine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Your application of it is your Christmas gift to us.
Thank you so much, Saint Germain, for all your wisdom.
You're welcome.